wants to just come on. It's very, very important. First of all, I spoke about a length with the Indian of Pimurin. The first part we spoke about is the Indian of Pirurin, Lech Hashivi, Tanishasa and Atayra. What does Lech Hashivi mean? The second part of the Sukhya, part two, is what we spoke about yesterday. Big Machlekes, Ran and Tesis of why the guy is not able to pray until he finds the Kluski of a critical Machlekes, really the most important Machlekes in the Paragraph without question. Data Chidushim Neuroim out of this little piece of Gemara that says Shema Yimtza Kluski Yofa, because man doesn't find the Kluski Yofa, he's not over shocking. The third part of the Sugya, the Shas ramifications, is the part we're going to start now. And then there's a fourth part, which we're going to start tomorrow, of Isturiya Hanomi Darbonon, the whole Sugya with the whole Reb Shimon that we're going to learn inside. Tegedi Gemara, okay, so what are we holding now? We're up to part three. But it's actually about the why you have to do betel, because even though you did a good bedikah, the Torah says maybe you'll find a kluski offer. In fact, tomorrow, why does that require me then? Like mishkach has little dali. When you find it, you do betel. Sure, when you find the betel, that's I don't really have to worry about a kluski offer. Okay, I did a good bedikah. It's a far shy. You find a kluski offer in a place where you didn't do bedikah, I'll do betel there. And you want to do mishkach has little basi yisura, the lab is kami. Well, what's your mouth to? You're going to find it if there's, you find it on Yom Tov. And it's not in your resource to go ahead and make bittul. The Lab Rosh Hussi says, Rashi, Eino Shalei. Tam Rav Lozer, Shnei Dvar Mehen, Rosh Hussi Shalot, Nevasson, Akos, Akilu, Rosh Hussi, Veile, Embo, Rosh Hussi, Veile, Mechom, Veile, 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 Allah said, "Be'etzem, every chametz you should be over by Yom Hatzeh, because not lachot, not yours, also by no. Why are you over? Because I saw a kosegil b'shusay." Ad kandigmar. I want to speak about intertwining of many things here. Listen carefully now. There are three nekudas over here in the Gemara. Why you can't make bittul after the zman is. The three nekudas. One is, chametz is also bad now. That's the first thing. Chametz is also bad now. Chametz is also bad now. Part two is, something which is also bad now is not yours. In the Shalei Rashi says. And part three, something which is not yours, you can't do a battle. The Gemara's teretz over here, which is the kasha and said, do bittul when you find it. The Gemara says, I'm going to find it if there's mana iser, is based on three pillars. One is, fact number one is, chametz is also bad now. It's machlekes tanan later on. Fact number two is that something which is asabano is called Eina Shalei / Eina Bershusay. And fact number three is something which is Eina Shalei, Eina Bershusay, you can't make bittul on. Three parts over here upon which the Gemara's Teretz is based on. Three ideas. It's asabano, asabano is not called Jules, and it's not called Jules, you can't get the bittul. So I want to start off with the kasha. Those three pieces of information our explanations of why the guy can't do bittul. I mean, we ask the kasha, why such a vata? Because you might find it on Yom Tov. You're going to find it on Yom Tov. It's awesome. The Teretz is, I won't be able to do bittul then. Why not? Because it's also about no, it's not yours. You can't do bittul. I hope it's a three-part shtickle. So have an interesting kasha. So why think we're bringing down Rabbi Loza for? Rabbi Loza wasn't talking about bittul. Rabbi Loza was talking about a different agenda. Rabbi Loza came out with a different topic. Chametz is also about no. The vata is also about no, it's not yours. And since it's not yours, but it can never be over by your own matzah, because we learned so many times that not to be over by your own matzah has to be lacha, correct? Chametz is not lacha. Why is it not lacha? Because that's about now. Mela, I have a movie to kakasha. I wonder what the Eilam says. Why did more bring down Rabbi Loza? For which purpose? Let me see. To tell me that Chametz is also about now? You don't need Rabbi Loza for that. It's Gemara's later on with Pesukim. Rabbi Loza, by the way, spoke about a Zaytik topic. Rabbi Loza had a kasha that every time a guy is over on chametz, why is he over? It's not yours. It's also manor. So he answered, I saw our custom. It's a special exist. A custom like a boar. Why is a guy chayav in a boar versus a ram? It's not his. The Torah gave it to you. The chametz also. So I want you to think of the kasha I'm going to ask. Why did more bechal bring down Rabbi Loza? For which part? To tell me the chametz is also manor? I don't need Rabbi Loza for that. To tell me the chametz is not asur. To some people, part two, the something which is asur b'hanah is einish shalay slash einav reshusay. There's many gemaras all over Shas like this, by the way, in Ksufis and in Baba Kama. Something which is asur b'hanah is not called jewels. The gemara never brings down Rabbi Elazar. Elamai for part three. To tell me that something which is asur b'hanah you can't do bittul on. Rabbi Elazar didn't talk about bittul. Rabbi Elazar talked about a different topic. Rabbi Elazar spoke about a topic of whether or not you're by your rabbi matzah or not. So I have a kashim shat which always bothered me all the years. What do you want to bring there for which part? You might ask the kasha do bittul. When you find the guska. Everyone says, no, I might find the guska after the zman is. And I can't do it anymore because it's also banal. And that's based on three shtiklach. It's also banal is not called jewels. And something which is not called jewels, you can't do bittul. So what do you want to bring there for? To prove which one, how do I learn this morning? Which one of the three pieces of information that you want to bring there to? How do I learn? I'm just curious. Well. It's going to prove me it becomes also about, no? That's not yours? That's not yours. So the Gemara all over Shas doesn't say like that. The Gemara all over Shas says it's not yours. There's many places I can start and give you a list. I haven't printed out yet. So Rabbi Shmini says it can't be right to number one. No, it's not a right to number three that you can't do bittul. We're not doing bittul. It's a right to number two that it's cool for us. It's not yours. It's not all of Rashi's thing. More takes on the topic which also banal is not cool. Yours. And whatever brings down below. See what I mean? One second. What? It's have to do with the topic of why you can't do bittul. That the middle of Chalmay. So, you could say, I don't know, maybe he was made by Maratzim. We don't know, I don't know, one of the three things. So, yeah. I want to put that kasha on the table. I want to say a pilpul dikater is the answer. It's a very strong heart. I don't know if it's a kasha. What are you going to prove which part? A, B, C? Doesn't have time. In order to answer this, I want to go on a journey. The Gemara over here did something very, very interesting. Wait a second. The Gemara over here did something very, very interesting. The Gemara over here used... Wait a second. The Gemara over here used the fact that Chometz is also b'hanah for two different things. It used it to explain why you can't do bittul, because Chometz is also b'hanah, so you can't do bittul. It also used it for a different fact. It used it for the fact that since Chometz is also b'hanah, and it's not called yours, therefore that's what you should be over by your Rabbi Motzei, and I need to come out there, blah, blah, chiddush, of kilo asara kosav yishalei. The Gemara here used Isra Hanoa to explain two things, or rather to explain why you can't do bittul aleph, and Satan's why be'etziv you should never be over on chametz ever because it's also Hanoa, it's not yours. Why you over? It was kid also. I want to separate these two things and talk about each of them separately. The Gemara used over here the din that also Hanoa is enish aleph for two different things. The Gemara used it to explain why you can't do bittul, and the Gemara used it to explain the member of Rabbi Elazar who said that be'etziv you should never be over by your Rabbi Elazar because it's not yours. Let's take one at a time. Let's talk about the first thing. The Gemara over here says that something which is also b'hanah on Pesach, you can't do it alone. Why not? We'll see. Stories like this. We'll start with Chiddush 1, and then we'll move over to Chiddush 2, and then we'll intertwine them. Chiddush number 1 of the Gemara says that if something is also b'hanah, you can't make bittul on it. The Ketzayis in Simon Tavav, Sikran Beis. The Ketzayis in Simon Tavav, Sikran Beis, famous Ketzayis, one of the most famous Ketzayis in the world. The Ketzayis says that means a chakira. And the Ketzayis, by the way, if you saw the way it was printed out today that I gave it to you, he says a massive shtikul Torah beremez. And the shtikul Torah goes like this. A whole shtikul Torah. Two lines of the Ketzayis. The Ketzayis class a chakira. This time you say all over that something which is also b'hanah is called Eina Shaloi. The Ketzayis class is it Eina Shaloi or it's Eina B'shusoi? Bir hadram. I'll explain. There are two levels. There are things which are not mine. What's it sound, by the way, that something which is also b'hanah is not called mine? Not mine means it's part of the bialos. I want everyone to understand. What's it sound that it's ainah shaloi? Because the word is something which is also b'hanah. Bialos expresses itself in usage. Something which I can't use, I don't have bialos over it. I don't have bialos again. Did they get to what to have bialos? You'll tell me what it means. It's yours. It's not yours. Something which I can't use is part of the bialos. That's called ainah shaloi. Ainah shaloi means it's not yours. By the way, ainah shaloi means ainah shaloi. It's not your thing. Or it means not my thing. I yashin it from my grandfather. The answer is, but it's also b'hanah. Something which is also b'hanah is part of the bialos. Because the baseline, minimal criteria for bialos is that you could use it. The other way of learning is the Ksais class is to go say it's Ainu Shaloi Dosnish, but it's Ainu Pashusai. What's Ainu Pashusai mean? It's not under my domination. I don't have control over it. Now we know, for example, there are many Chalaisin in the Torah that even if something is Shaloi, but if it's Ainu Pashusai, you can't do a Chalais. What's a classic example of something which is Shaloi, but it's Ainu Pashusai? Something which is stolen. Somebody steals my bike, he can't make a hektish bike. Why? It's not his. And I can't make the bike hektish. Why? Because Ainu Pashusai. Why is it called Ainu Pashusai? It's my bike, but it's not in my domination. It's in the control of the Ganav. So we know that there's a level called Ainu Pashusai which doesn't allow a person to make chalaisin, even though the object's yours. Klaus the Ktsais, this Yisoy, there's something which is Asa B'Hanoah. By the way, the Lashon of the Gemara by Yosef is not Pashusai. Rashi says Ainu Shaloi. We'll talk about Rashi soon. Rashi says Ainu Shaloi, but the Gemara says it's not Pashusai. Klaus the Ktsais, the Simitov of Sivkotan Beis, a famous Hakir, is the Pshat. It, something which also about knowing is in Gantz and Pocket of the Bible, it's not yours anymore. All the Pshad is, don't overdo it, it's yours. Just the point is, it has a level of Ainu Pashusai, it's not under your control, it's not under your Shlita, it's Ainu Pashusai, but about it's called Shalom. The Ktsais means a Raya, which is going to play a major role in a few minutes. The Ktsais means now what he calls a Rajma in Sukkah. We know today that the Rajma in Sukkah is the Rizva, it's not the Rajma. For those of you who don't know, the Rehonon in the beginning of Kervitz Oris brings many Stiris between the Rajbas in Sukkah and the Rajba in other places, but it's not the Rajba, it's the Ritva, Atkan, Ayin Sham, a little bit, or Yiddishkeit. But you don't know that. Anyway, that will continue. The Ktsais brings down a Ritva, what we call a Ritva in Sukkah, who says in astounding Dach. The Ritva says that if a guy has something which is Asa B'Hanoah, it's called Lachem by Esrik. The day is by Esrik, it has to be yours. Says the Ritva in astounding Dach, that something which is Asa B'Hanoah is called Lachem, it's called yours. In fact, the Ktsais, if it's called Lachem, so why can't you make it Bittel over here? Tavis says the Ktsais is Ainu Pashusai, slowly, everything slowly. So the Ktsais speaks out of Hakira, what level of Hafka of the Bailus does Issa Hanoah do? Does it make it not mine? Because I've heard it since I don't have usage in the Zach, it's pocket of Bailus, it's ice wine. All the Pshat is that Ainu Pashusai is not in my control. So first of all, he brings up a Furashi Yediyah, by the way. He brings up a Furashi Yediyah that, he brings a Yediyah. The idea is that the Ritva says in Sukkah that if a guy has an Esrik, which is also B'Hanoah, it's called Lachem, it's called yours. Why? The Gemara says all over it. Ainu Pashusai, Ainu Pashusai. No, not slowly. Says the Ktsais, slowly. If it's yours, why does the Gemara say, but else you can't make Bittel? Says the Ktsais, hold on the Shavuot, and that's the Ktsais that I printed out for you today. He swallows this up. Says the Ktsais, look, even though it's yours, but it's Ainu Pashusai, it's out of your Shlita. And we know that in order to make chaloisin on an object, it's not enough that it's yours. In order to go make chaloisin on an object, to go change the status of an object, it has to be Pashusai. That's why you can't be magnish something which is stolen. That's why you can't be magnish something which is out of your Rishus. Since Bittel is Hefker, says the Ktsais, so you can't go be mafker, you can't go remove from your Rishus something which is out of your Rishus, out of your control. That means the Ktsais over here says a massive shtickle Torah. The Ktsais says, I don't understand the Gemara over here. What's the Gemara over here saying that about this also behind? No, you can't go ahead and what? And the Bittel, Bishlema, says the Ktsais, if Bittel would be Ainu Shaloi, so obviously I think that's not yours, you have no jurisdiction over. But something which is, but if I bought a ride from the Ritva and Sukkah, who says that you could be Yetzel Lachem by an Esrik of Asa B'Hanoah, it's called yours, so why can't you do Bittel, says the Ktsais, because even though it's Shaloi, but it's Ainu Pashusai, it has the second level, and that we know from all over Shas, that a Zach, for example, that was stolen, somebody stole my bike, I can't go ahead and be Makdish, I can't go change the status of the bike, I can't go make a Chalois in the bike, because albeit it's true the bike is mine, but it's Ainu Pashusai, it's not in my control. And somebody which is also about, no, it's out of my control, and therefore I can't make a Chalois called Hefker, I can't do an Asiyah called Hefker, that's Bittel, excuse me, in the Chometz, and that's the massive Shtikul Torah that the Ktsais says, to explain why, even though, according to the Ritva, it's called yours, but it's Ainu Pashusai, and by Ainu Pashusai, you can't do Chalaisin like Hefker, and therefore you can't do Bittel. Atkan Divrei HaKtsais and Tov Vav Simchon Beis that I printed out for you today. Agav Orach Hashanah, a nice piece of information. Davnim Luyim in Simen Chav Ches Sivkot Nun Vav. Stam, a nice piece of information. Davnim Luyim in Simen Chav Ches Sivkot Nun Vav. Clears the same Chakira. Is it a part of Ainu Shaloi or it's Ainu Pashusai? He brings a very interesting riot from the Rambam. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Chometz and Matzah that if a person buys Chometz on Pesach, he's over by Yerov by Motzah, he gets Malkus. The Rambam Paskins that you don't get Malkus on by Yerov Motzah because the Lav Sheim by Maisa. But if you went ahead and did an action to be over by Motzah, how do you do an action to be over by Motzah? You went and bought Chometz on Pesach. Frekt Avnim Ulim and Simon Chof Ches of Kot Nuvov. What do you mean? How could you go buy it? It never became yours. Chametz doesn't become yours because it's Einish Alei, it's Asa Bahana. So how can you go ahead and acquire it? Says the Anulim, that's all right, the Rambam also agrees that it's called Chalei, just as Einish B'Shusoi. So you can't go ahead and make a Chalais on the Chametz that you own because it's Einish B'Shusoi, but you can acquire it and it could become yours. Fascinating Anulim in Simon Chavves, who brings another Raya that he saw Hana, Be'etzim, Ar Chalei, even though they're Einish B'Shusoi, because the Rambam says you can buy Chametz on Pesach. Oh. Says the Velt, that a Hoshtikul Torah, that's the Ksus. Says the Velt, all this is very nice, but learn that Bittul is Hashbar. Says the Velt, but according to Rashi, who learns that Bittul is Hashbosa Belev, we already spoke out many times, Bittul is not Hefker. Bittul is a Machshava, Bittul is a state of mind. In fact, everybody, I understand. Bishlam, if I learn that Bittul is Hefker, if I learn that Bittul is a Chalois, if I learn that Bittul is an Asiya, so then I could say that even though the Chametz is Shaloi, but it's in a Bershusoi, and we have a cloud all over Shas, it's something which is out of your domination, something which is out of your Shlita, you can't do any Chalois in it all. You can't sell it, you can't make Hekdesh, you can't give a Matana, you can't make it after. But if I learn that Rashi, the Shitasoi, who learns that Bittul is just Hashbosa, believe, heavy Hashbosa, guy has a Messiah class, so what's the problem? It's my Chametz. I don't want it anymore. What are you talking about? It's out of my Rishos? Of course it's out of my Rishos. Out of my Rishos is a problem, says the Velt, to go do a Chalois. I can't do Hefker, I can't give Matana, I can't make it Hekdish, I can't go make a lady with it. But the Messiah Das, why should I have a Sachas Das? Why can't I have a Sachas Das? I don't want it anymore. The guy can't say it. The guy can't say that for me it's Ka'afra Da'ara. What are you talking about? No, it's out of your Rishos. Who cares? It's out of my Rishos. I don't want the thing anymore, says the Velt. That's why Rashi had to learn that it's Einish Shaloi. Says the Velt, that's why Rashi stressed that it's Einish Shaloi. The Gemara says La Bershusei. It's not clear that Rashi have a different gears than the Gemara, that the Gemara meant Einish Shaloi, but says the Velt, I saw this once when I was a teenager, the Shem de Marcheshes. You know what the Marcheshes was? What? What? Pegas. Anybody besides the Bershusei, we know that. You know that for life. You knew that's reading? We always hear about Rosberg, don't say anything. You don't know who it is. And you don't, of course you don't know who it is, Rav. No, he wasn't cracked already in the wrong country. Here's a place. He wasn't from St. Petersburg, no. I'm surprised you even know the name of the city. He was the biggest rabbi in Vilna.
He doesn't know what Pango is, he doesn't know what Dai means, he doesn't know what Bezdin means. You're telling him three pieces of information, he doesn't know what you're talking about here.
He was the Dayan of Vilna before the war. He was torn apart by the Nazis in the street one day in Vilna. The reason why he's famous, and also the reason why you don't know, this is a famous picture when he was on vacation with the Bokhver. It's one of the most famous pictures of pre-war Europe. Of Ruchanach Enach Egesh, the Marcheshes, together with the Bokhver. But you guys are looking at other pictures, so how would you know? Is that embarrassing? Huh? You get you in Europe, yeah. What's that, my vacation in Europe? Now, so you can go with the Marcheshes and Bokhver. Yeah. Anyway, the Marcheshes is famous. It's the same as Truva Sefer. Marcheshes is famous. He said this whole shtick of in Rashi. That Rashi l'shitasoi, has no choice. Rashi had to say that it's Einish Shaloi b'chol pachas in this Gemara, because if it's going to be Shaloi, so the guy says it's Kulos. It's Moto. I'm a Shapel also. What do you mean? Hashmosa will never be Hashmosa. The guy says after that, what do you think? Out of Marshal, I can't Chalos. I'm not selling it. I'm not doing Hefker. I'm not making it Hektish. Says the Velt. Rashi l'shitasoi had to learn that it's Einish Shaloi. Says the Velt. Rashi l'shitasoi has to learn that it's Einish Shaloi, because otherwise Rashi had a kasha. What are you going to tell me that you can't make Bittul? Hamas nish. Is if I learned that Bittul is a Chalois, here we have in front of us, by the way, one of the great nafkaminas of what Bittul is. In Mamash Pshat in the Gemara, if Bittul is a Chalois, I'm making it Hefker, I'm taking it out of my Rishos, so then I could hear, like the Ksai says, that even if it's called Chalois, but it's Ein Rishos, so things which are out of your control, you can't do Chalois on. But if I learn that it's a din in the state of mind, it's my thing. I was like, what does Rashi answer? Hold on. It's Ein Rishos, it's not yours. So then your opinion doesn't count for something that's not yours. That's very geschmack. So it's a completely different reason why the bittul doesn't work. It's Danish aloy, and if it's not yours. So it's like you're thinking about Danish on the street. That's afadara. It has no meaning. It's not your Danish. That's neir in a roy. That's the big machlekes. The lechayra, the ktesis chakira, and tof vofs of kwan beis revolves around the chakira of the machreshes word of what is bittul. That's aleph. That's the introduction.
What about the bucket of farm
politics? One second. That's part one. So part one of the Gemara says that you can't do bittul because it's also about no, it's out of your rishus slash ena shaloi. Big machlek is Rashi against the ktsais, so she tossed it. One second. That's aleph. Aleph. Beis. Beis is my favorite kasha in the Masechta. Mamash. What does the Gemara say part two? Part two is that the Gemara used Yisrael for another purpose. We don't know why the Gemara brought Rabbi Elazar. That was my introductory kasha. Why did the Gemara bring Rabbi Elazar? So tell me, what did Elazar say? Forget about why. I don't know why. But what did he say? Elazar said like this, the Morita Kazakh. That the Etzem, every Chumdus, you should never be over by Rabbi Matzeh. The Bayer Matzeh requires Lacha. It's not yours. And if it's not Lacha, and if you're not over by Rabbi Matzeh, I need a special Kazakh Kazakh, I'll sell a Kazakh Kila Rishul Seh. Let's go slowly. What's fair? What? No. What?
It is yours.
I can't hear.
Straight
out my grasp. What do you mean? So what do you think? What's fair? So the Gemara is a pella otzim on the ktsais. Fact of Hakasha, how could the ktsais bring down a ritva in Sukkah who says that it's called, I'll say it in a very blunt way, if it's called lachem for Esrik, why isn't it called lacha for Chametz? It's called lachem for Esrik, said the ritva. It's called yours. So bittul you can't make because it's out of your rishos. But it's called lachem for Esrik, I understand you. If this Chametz was an Esrik, I could be yaitzah with it. I think about the riddle. If this chametz would be an esrik, I could take it on Sukkot and be yaitu with it. Yeah, it's called lachem. So how could it be that I'm not over? Why am I not over on it? It's called lachol. Let me roll lachol. It's your chametz. I understand. Do the chametz? If the esrik would be chametz, if the chametz would be an esrik, you'd be allowed to take it and go be yaitu with it on yantiv. Yeah. So why can't I use it? Why am I not over lachol? It's my chametz. It's my chametz. What did I say? And I said, how can you not get the kasha? You should have had the kasha. The Ritva says in Sukkah that Esrik Ritva's Bano is called Lachem. It's called your Chametz. It's called your Esrik. So what are your Rebbe for? Why not over by your Rebbe? Your Chametz. I can't hear you. I've seen your Lachem is that moment. I asked you a question. You said, you're arguing with me. It's called Lachem for Esrik. It adds up to the requirements of the Torah of Lachem, Lachachtam, Lachem. So why is it not called Lacha? I don't know what you're talking about. The mom, so why is Lacha of Chametz a different now? Mamas Ligadin and Esrik Nata. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't care what the Ritva says. I'm missing a Kasha from Gemara. What's that Pesazach, which is enough for Esrik, is not enough for Chametz. Here's what he said. Lachem means it's yours. It belongs to you. It's called Lachem. You can make a lady with it. Be'etzim, if not for the fact that be'ein ever shosu. You know that? Be'etzim, it's called yours. If it's called yours, why not ever? I'm saying, why not ever the Chumas? It's your Chumas. I have a test. So you should know that all the G'day L'Elam has discussion. All the G'day L'Elam is discussion. That if Isabah Noah is yours, but it's Ainah B'Shusoy, but it's enough for Esrik. So why isn't it enough for Lacha? Let's speak it out. I have Chametz. Well, let's address it. I have Chametz in my house. The Chametz is my Chametz. I can use it. If the Chametz would be an Esrik, I can go in and be Yetzim Mitzvah Lachem with it, right? No, but it's Ainah B'Shusoy. It's out of my control. It's out of my domination. So why can't I go away with it? So why am I not by Rav Matzeh? It's my chametz. What do you tell me? It's out of my rishos. What?
You don't want it.
We're talking about before you made bittul. It's just that cup. We're talking about the baseline kasha. Rav Elazar had a shaila. Why is a person ever over by your law? It's not yours. I don't even want it. I don't know what you're talking about. Rav Elazar had a kasha. Why is a person ever over by your law? It's not your chametz. It is your chametz. So it's very interesting. Many, many G'day L'Elam is this kasha. Ubi Roisham, the Makor Chaim, the Nesivis. The Nesivis, the Simen Tov Lamed Aleph, Sif Kwan Gimel, that's the kasha. It's the Stira, it's the Gemara. Simen Tov Lamed Aleph, Sif Gimel, Sif Kwan Gimel. In the Sivas, Mekor Chaim, very, very short words. In the Sivas, in Mekor Chaim, the Sivas Tafas, Mekor Gimli says he doesn't understand. There's a Chavila of Yishayinim who hold, that the Ketzayis brings down, who hold it, something which is also about no, it's called yours. You're allowed to be Yetz Dalan Mina with it, you're allowed to be Yetz Lachem. So what's Rabbi Elazar saying? The Shnei Dvarim, Ein Rishus Shal Adam, Masal HaKosim, which means to say that otherwise you'll be everybody wrong. Why not? It's yours, if it's yours, we'll look. Says the Nesivis, because of this kash, a very, very strange terrace. Says the Nesivis, a very strange terrace. What the Nesivis answers is that all over, it could be that the Ritva and Sukkah is right, that something which is also by Hanoah is called Shaloi. Yisr Hanoah is not Mafkiyet. But the din of by Chometz, everybody agrees that Yisr Hanoah is Ein Shaloi, because in addition to the Yisr Hanoah, there's also Mitzvah Tashbisa. So when you have an Yisr Hanoah that you're not allowed to use, and you have a Chiyuv to obliterate it, when the Yisr Hanoah generates an Yisr Tashbisa also, or comes with an Yisr Tashbisa, so then everybody agrees that it's Ein Shaloi. You hear Maisa? You hear that Deichek? That's what the Sivas answered the Kasha. The Sivas said, I have a Kasha on a Ritva from a Gemara. The Gemara says that it's called not yours. The Gemara says, you're not over. It's not called Lacha. Says the Sivas that even when Deis Rishonim, that the Ksais brought down a Simon Tov officer caught in Beis, who hold that Bechalatai or Kula, something which also by now is called Lachem, and you're being Mekayim Dalamina with it, and it's called your Eser. But by Chavetz, they agree that it's called Ein Shaloi, because the Baal is a Mitzvah of Tashbisu, so it's like it's a higher level of Yisrael Noah. I want to explain what he means to say. What's the pshat why Yisrael Noah is called Eina Shaloi or slash Eina Vershul Zeh? Because it's out of my reach, it's not in my usage. What happens if I have a Zach that the mitzvah is not just you're not allowed to use it, but the mitzvah is to get rid of it, the mitzvah is to eradicate it? In a Zach case, says the Mekor Chaim, everybody agrees to the Yisrael that it's called Eina Shaloi, that it's Pukka, the Baal is a Gansin, because you not only have no usage in it, it has to be gotten rid of. A Zach that has a din that has to be gotten rid of, so there Bechlal, you Pukka your Baalas. What does that mean? Such a terrorist? Not exciting. Not that I'm not giving marks to the Nesivas Chassar Shalom. What do you say? It's not arguing with the Ksais. No, he's agreeing to the Ksais Chakira. You can't argue with the Ksais Chakira. The Rishonim who say it's called Lachem. The Rishonim who say it's called Lachem. His kasha was, how are those Rishonim going to learn our Gemara of Rabbi Elazar? Why shouldn't I be everybody Rabbi Matzeh? It's called Lachah. He wants to tell you that when you have a combination of an Isser Hanoh plus a Tashbisa, it's a big Derech in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that, by the way. The Gemara says, since Asa Banoh, it's Labrish Usai Ukori. So what do you have to say? The Gemara meant to say that. This is Asa Banoh. And this Tashbisa. So it's a Psingatzin Mufka from your Bailas. Over here, the dinner will be that you can't use it. And then he goes into the whole case. Will be if you have an Esrik of Avoid Azara, where the dinner you have to get rid of it. So there will be an Ishalah, you won't be able to use it. That's the topic of the Mekor Chaim. And that's how the Mekor Chaim resolves this Zach. Okay, that's what the Ritva's going on, that Gemara over there. That's what the Ritva's going on. One second. Let's be fixed. Right. What do we do with this Kasha? Achorinu said all types of terutzim and pilpulim to answer this catastrophic Kasha. It's Kasha and Rishayim, it's Kasha and Ketzayis. It's Pella, the Ketzayis brings down Rishayim who held that it's called yours. He brings down our Gemara. The Gemara says that you won't be over by Rav Matzah. That's a riddle. If it's called Lachem for Dalaminim, why enjoy Rav Matzah? It's Shaloi. That's the riddle. The riddle is that if it's called Lachem for Dalaminim, why is it not called Lacha for Rav Matzah? I want to suggest the Teretz. Mechudish the Teretz. I want to suggest the Teretz. Maybe tomorrow I'll say a different Teretz. I want to suggest the Teretz a sickle direction. We call it a Chakira, if you remember, and the Teretz that I'm going to say doesn't stick with everything, which we said. But I want to throw out there a possible Teretz, which might be Emes Pshat. We call it a Chakira, if you remember, a very big baseline Chakira. Why is there a Din L'cha by Rabbi Matzah? We call it a Chakira. Why is there a Din L'cha by Rabbi Matzah? One is the Gavra, one is in the Chepsa. The Din of Gavra is a Din, what the Sanderians call Yachas to the Chometz. In order for it to be called, you have Chometz. You have to have a Kesher to the Chometz. It has to be your Chometz. Or we say it's a Din of Chepsa. There's a certain type of Chometz which has to be, it's a Din of which type of Chometz is a person over by Rabbi Matzah. Okay? Which type of Chometz is a person over by Rabbi Matzah? That was a shot. Ulai, maybe. Is it welcome to say it's a Shtikul Torah, and Shtikul Torah goes like this? that we find that by Esrig, the Ritva, the Kavose, that we find that the Ritva and the Kavose said by Esrig, by Sukkah, that if it's also about, no, it's still called Shochah. It's called Yos. It's called Lachem. Yesh Lachkor. When a Sukkah is, where Esrig is mine or not mine, that's the din of the Gavra and the Maisa Mitzvah of Esrig, or there's a Halacha that the Esrig that you're Yetzu with has to be your Esrig. Have an interesting Shiloh. The mitzvah of Esrig is to do Netilas Dalamir, to take it in your hand. When there's a din of Lachem, that's a din of the Gavra in the Maisa Mitzvah, that there's a difference in the Maisa Mitzvah whether it's your Esrig or not, or it's a din in the Esrig. The Esrig has to be your Esrig. The Esrig, that's yours. You can be Yetzu. You can't be Yetzu with an Esrig that's not yours. But it's a Tanai in the Chefza, it's not a din in the Maisa Mitzvah. I have a very stark asvara to say that klapi the Maisa Mitzvah of Netilas Dalaminim, which is the act of the Mitzvah, taking it in your hands, it's not my Lamoid if it's mine. There's a difference if it's my Esrik, if it's not my Esrik. The act of taking the Lulav is taking the Lulav. It's a different Surah of the Mitzvah if it's mine or it's not mine. The Mitzvah is taking a Lulav. The Mitzvah is taking it in your hand and shake it even, okay? Copy that Surah of the Mitzvah makes a difference if it's mine or it's not mine, no. So what is the din of Lachem? There's a din of which type of Esrik? It has to be a Esrik, which is Lachem. It's a Tanai in the Esrik. It's a Tanai in the Chiyo. It's a Tanai in the Kiyum. You can only, I'll say it in a Zal Nusa, you can only be Mekayim, the Mitzvah, with an Esrik, which is Lachem. So then I could hear very Gishmak that the Ritva said it, that you want to know, is this Esrik called an Esrik, which is Lachem? Yeah, it's called Lachem. You tell me what I mean. He doesn't have control over it, but it's Lachem, it's yours, he owns it. He owns the Esrik. I tell Sabana, but it's his Esrik. One time, like Gishmak Esvara, the din of Lachal by Chometz is not a din in the Chometz. Who cares what type of Chometz it is? Chometz is Chometz. Not curved. The din of Lachal by Chometz is known by Esrik. I can hear there's a din that to be Mekayim, mitzvahs have tnoim. There's also a mitzvah. The Esrik has to be Hodor, and it has to be not dry, and it has to be without holes. One of the time is, it has to be your Esrik. That's the din in the Chefza. In the Chefza? It's Lachem, it's yours. Mashenki by Chometz, the din of Lachal, if I learned that it's a din in the Gavra, what's that din in the Gavra? It's a din in the Maisa Vera itself. What's right in the Maisa? The Maisa Vera is you have Chometz. If it's not your Chometz, it means you have Chometz in your backyard, let's say, right? If it's not your Chometz, it's not cool you have Chometz. The Seish is you're holding Chometz. It's a very interesting Chakira. What happens if I have Chometz? That's fundamentally mine, but it's missing a Gewissa level of Vailos. What's right? It's missing a Gewissa level of Vailos. What level of Vailos is missing? It's missing the Bershusoi. I want to point out a very Lam Dejazach, which I didn't stress enough till now. Bershusa is also a function of Bailos. There's two levels of Bailos. There's one is that you own it, and two is you have control over it. The problem of Bershusa is if somebody stole my bike, right? Somebody stole my bike, I can't be Magdisha. Why can't I be Magdisha? It's my bike. It's not Bershusi. What does that mean? It means I'm lacking Bailos. Control is a function of Bailos. That means I own the Zach Momentus wise, but I'm lacking a Gewissa level of Bailos. What's the reason why every time a guy can't be Magdisha bike that was stolen? Hello, it's his bike, it's my bike. It's ain't a brushusa cornico. What does that mean? That means I don't have 100% bailos. I'm lacking bailos in the Zach. There's a gewissa point of bailos called brushusa. Shaloi is yours, but brushusa is not. So one time I'm worried the Kazakh. The Gemara knew that Osibano is ain't a brushusa. The Gemara knew that. The Gemara knew that Osibano is ain't a brushusa. The Gemara knows that Osibano is ain't a brushusa. It's a shaloi. It was poshut to Rabbi Loza that you won't be over by Rabbi Matze. Why not? It's Lacha. But it's not Lacha. In order for something to be over, it has to be my Chometz. This is not your Chometz 100%. It's not your Chometz. If the word is that the Tanai of Lacha is a Tanai in the Maisa Avera, that means the Avera is the connection to the Chometz, this Chometz is not connected to you. I have a right that it's not connected to you. Is Ein Bershusa? Ein Bershusa is a lack of connection to the Chometz. So if the halacha of lecha is a din of the maisa avera, that the maisa avera is having chametz, and having chametz means owning chametz, I don't own this chametz 100%. Because mitzad the owning that I need control over chametz. By the way, why do I need to own the chametz? Because otherwise it's not called the chametz is by me. I'm saying a very gishmak azach. What's the reason why I need to own the chametz? Because it's not called the chametz is by me. It's not a din of the chametz. It's a din of the by me. If I don't own the chametz, it's not called that it's by me. It was a sarb shooter to the Gemara. That's something which is asabano. It's not by you. It's out of your reach. It's only ain't a brishusa. That's also called out of your reach. That's not called by you. That's when the halacha of lecha is halacha of by me. Zangich. It's not by me. That's called by me. I own it, but it's not by me. It's ain't a brishusa. Mashenkein, when I talk about the din of lulav, there's no halacha that in order to go be mekayim mitzvahs dalad minim, the lulav has to be by me. There's a concept, it has to be a lachem dika esrig. It's a lachem dika esrig, the esrig belongs to me, that's enough. You tell me, no, it's not 100% under your control. Why should it need to be 100% under your control? The only time it needs to be 100% under your control is when the bailus plays a role in the etzem maisa avera. The maisa avera is that it's by me. So what's called by you? It's not called by you. Why? Ait shaloi, but it's any b'shusay. That's not called by you. That was a swap shooter to the Gemara. Came along, Rabbi Lazan said, Shnei dvar me'ena b'shusay shal adam, but also a kosa kilo b'shusay. Came along, Rabbi Lazan said, Misvara, I would say you're not everybody, Rabbi Matzai. I would say, Misvara, you're not everybody, Rabbi Matzai. Misvara, you're not everybody, Rabbi Matzai. I would say it's not enough. Because it's not by you. It's albeit as true as b'shalayim, it's not b'shusay. I will ask me and say, "What happens am yaitze? What happens by lulav am yaitze? Because by lulav, there's no need. The lulav has to be by me. But lulav has to be lachem. This thing is lachem finished. That's gevaldik b'shah. That would be a moirid dekateretz if this b'shus to say such a revolution to answer. However, to answer the Karl Chaim Shemus Kant, all the Gedolei Olam asked this. The Yitzchak, the Karl Baruch, the Stipel asked this. He asked everybody asked this kasha. Obviously, the Karl Chaim doesn't say this teretz. Doesn't like this teretz. Marshall, we spoke in Rashi at length that the din of lachas is din of chefsa. So then, the fee that mahal of such a teretz doesn't get off the ground. The fee such a mahal of teretz doesn't get off the ground. Enochanami. Enochanami. The fee such a mahal doesn't get off the ground. What do you say? Call the Achmei. I said the word Rashi. I meant that whole shir. One second. If he's so we said now a famous kasha Makor Chaim, a famous riddle. I said two terutz. Makor Chaim himself says a zaita geteretz called Tashbisu, and that over here it's Eino Shalai. And I'm saying a lomda sheteretz into the kasha that there's a split of the criteria whether it's in the chetz or it's in the ma'aseh avera, which I think is a very very good part of this rishus lekayem such a thing. If he's I want to say lekavod Rosh Chodesh. A pupil otzim v'noyer, a geshmak of it. I want to title it like this. I asked the kasha, why did the Gemara bring down the member of Rabbi Loza? Why did we bring down Rabbi Loza for? He told me that somebody else about Noah, okay? What did we bring down Rabbi Loza for? Shnei Yom 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 According to Rashi, I have pshat now. It works like this. All over Shas, the Gemara Taka says, the Chomis is Eina B'shusay. By the way, the Lashon of the Gemara is Eina B'shusay. Rashi in other places says Eina B'shusay. What forced Rashi over here to say Eina Shalai? Rashi, the Shittosay learns, says the Macheshas, Bittul is not a Chalais. Bittul is not an Asir. Bittul is a state of mind. No, so what's the problem? So Rashi had a Raya from this Gemara that Israel knows is not just Eina B'shusay, but it's Eina Shalai. Rashi had a raya from this Gemara that it's not just Eina B'shusay, but Eina Shalai. By the way, when I say he had a raya from this Gemara, he had a raya at least that Chometz is called Eina Shalai, at least that much. Maybe because of the Kor Chaim Svar. Kor Chaim said that it's called Tashbisu, when you have Tashbisu plus it is Rano, that's Mafkia Gatz in the Bible, as we said. But Rashi L'shitasai held that in this Gemara it's Mukhrach, that the din of Isra'ano has to be Eina Shalai. Why? Because the Gemara uses Isra'ano to explain why there's no Bittul. And Rashi argues on the Ketzais and holds that Bittul is not a Chalais, it's not an Asiya. Bittul is just a state of mind. So what's the problem with Isra'ano? It's Eina Shalai, so what? It's Eina B'Shusay. Who cares it's Eina B'Shusay? But it's mine. I said by me it's Afadara. You tell me it's Eina B'Shusay. I can't do Asiya's Eina. I can't make it Hefker Eina B'Shusay. I'm not making it Hefker according to Rashi. All I'm doing is that I'm doing Hashbasa B'Lev. I can't do Hashbasa B'Lev on something which is mine. You tell me it's Eina B'Shusay. I'm not doing a Chalais. So Rashi had a Hechruch. Zokta Bacheshes, in the binyan of the Sugya, that L'chol Apach is over here. If you want to go tell me that you can't do Bittul on Yisra'ano, it has to be Eina Shalai. Maybe in other places Eina B'Shusay, but here it has to be Eina Shalai. That's for sure. Over here it has to be for sure Eina Shalai. If that's true, so then the Gemara brought a Nifl de Garaya for Rabbi Loza. The Gemara wasn't coming to prove, number one, that Chometz Lasa Ba'ano, we know that. And the Gemara wasn't coming to prove that something which is Eina Shalai, you can't go ahead and do it. The Gemara is coming to prove that who said it's Eina B'Shalai? Maybe it's Eina B'Shusay. The Gemara is coming to prove that who told you that it's Eina B'Shalai? Maybe it's Eina B'Shusay. Who told you it's Eina B'Shalai? Maybe it's Eina B'Shusay. Maybe it's Eina B'Shusay. Who's coming to tell you? Merzok? Mechatesim? Vazepis? So the Gemara brought a raya. I'll prove to you that it's Eina Shaloi, not just Eina Bershus. So you know what my raya is? My raya is because Rabbi Elazar had to come on to a special Asa Kazak Yil Bershus. We have to come on to Asa Kazak Yil Bershus for. You have the riddle. It's like Eina Bershus, but it's Lacha. The answer is it's called Eina Shaloi. I'll repeat again what I just said. The reason why the Gemara brought down Rabbi Elazar, because the Gemara had a problem, according to Rashi Lashitasai, who holds. According to Rashi Lashitasai, who holds that what? That in order to explain why Isra, I know you can't do Bittul, it's not enough to say Eina Bershusai. In order to explain why somebody tells about, I know you can't do Bittul, I have to come on to Eina Shaloi. So that's what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, come, it's Zazabano. And somebody who's Zazabano is Eina Shaloi. So the Gemara, the Amr Rabbi Elazar, said, who told you it's Eina Shaloi? Make it nice. Who told you Zayin Shalai? Maybe it's Eina B'Shusai. Who told you Zayin Shalai? And if it's Eina B'Shusai, then if she does Rashi, there's no reason why you can't make what he called. Now if she does Rashi, there's no reason why you can't make Bittul. It's Shalai. Says the Gemara, I'll prove to you that it's Eina Shalai. What's my right? Adam Rabbi Laza. Rabbi Laza said that Be'etzim, you should never be everybody. Rabbi Laza, why not? It's Shalcha. It's Shalcha. What's the problem? If the Ritva was right, that means the Gemara was coming to prove Lefi Rashi, who learned that it has to be that it's Eina Shaloi, because if it wouldn't be Eina Shaloi, he wouldn't be able to go make Bittul. So the Gemara has to go prove that it's Taka Eina Shaloi, it's not just Eina Bishosai. Where did the Gemara bring a Raya that it's called Eina Shaloi, not Eina Bishosai? From the Mekor Chaim Skasha. The Gemara brought a Raya, Dabar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Shnei Dvam Eina Shusha Shalom. Why did Rabbi Elazar have a problem? Rabbi Elazar had a problem. Rabbi Elazar asked the Kasha, you should never be everybody wrong by Motzei. You should never be everybody wrong by Motzei. It's not yours. Maybe it's not yours. It's yours, but it's not yours. It's yours, but it's not. So the Gemara had the Mekor Chaim's Kasha. The Gemara said that if it's true that it's called Bereshusai, that it's called Lecha, but it's just not Bereshusai, why, Taka, do you need to come on to a Pasuk? Akila Sarakasa Bereshusai, about it's called Lecha. Elamite Zaraya, that it's not called Lecha. It's not called yours. It's called Eina Shaloi. Now begins the big riddle. Why is it Eina Shaloi? So it could be, they can walk with a raya from here that it's always Eina Shaloi, option one. Option two is, the Gemara brought a raya from here that by chametz it's Eina Shaloi because of whose svara? The Mekor Chaim svara. But the Gemara, that Tashbizu knocks it out, but the Gemara brought a raya that's Eina Shaloi. Ah, it's Eina Shaloi! No, I can do a bit of, but where do you have a raya that it's Eina Shaloi? From the Medmer of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said that I have a problem of Lecha. Why is it a problem of Lecha? It's called yours. It's just Eina B'Shusai. The Teretz is vice versa. The Chometz is different. It's called Eina Shaloi, like the Mekor Chaim said. All that's good if the Teretz on the Mekor Chaim, on the Teretz on the Mekor Chaim's Kasha, like the Mekor Chaim. That when you have Tashbizu, it's called Eina Shaloi. But if the Teretz on the Mekor Chaim's Kasha is, it's like I said, that really it's called Shaloi. Just it's called Eina B'Shusai. If it's Shaloi Eina B'Shusai, so what's the problem of Lecha? So you said a super lam de Shavart. That for chametz, about the isra of chametz is you, it's by you, and something which is Eina B'Shusai is not by you, and that's enough to be called not by you. So then the Gemara didn't bring a raya from Elazar that's called Eina Shaloi. So I go back to my kasha. Why did the Gemara bring down? So what did the Gemara find in Rabbi Elazar? What did the Gemara bring Rabbi Elazar for? To tell me chametz also about no, I don't need it. To tell me that's called Eina B'Shusai, it's a sort of all of a shas. To go tell me that something is Eina B'Shusai, I can't go ahead and make bittul because I says it's davar pashit. Bittul is hefker. A davar pella otzav v'noyer. What could be the pshat over here? So, according to Rashi, who holds it, it's Eina Shaloi, I have a pilpul to explain why the Gemara brought down Rabbi Elazar to prove that it's Taka Eina Shaloi. But if at the end of the day it blives Eina B'Shusai, so what did the Gemara bring it down for? Elamai, you told me the Gemara proved that somebody who's Eina B'Shusai can't do Bittul, there's no right for Rabbi Elazar to that. So which Nikud of the three Nikudas did the Gemara bring down Rabbi Elazar for? What do you do with the Stira of the Mekor Chaim? I said I'm worried to Keteretz, by the way. I said that Eina B'Shusai is enough that it's called Lachem, but Eina B'Shusai is not enough to give everybody a Rav Matzei, because the din of Lacha by Bayer Matzei is a din of the Gavra, not a din of the Chefta. That's Emes Lamita Shal Torah. Let's see two lines further in the Gemara now. I want to learn a Shtel Levek, one more problem for tomorrow, big raid tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to learn a Shtikul of Rav Shimon and Shari Yesha.
Next Gemara.
It's an impossible Gemara. Zarkvi Gemara. Part 4 of the Sugya. I'm open to hear other Terutzim on this. Zogdi Gemara, Fegdi Gemara v'nevali ba'av v'nevali b'chomesh. Gemara says, okay, so I have to do it at night before you do the bedika. Do it 4 or 5 when it's mutter still, keeping the last man isur, the last man b'ir, who dumma pashul l'invatali. You have to nail it down to a time that people remember. Fegdi Gemara v'nevali b'shis. have any more Q&A, so there are one in LA, could have asked Adami. Do it at 6 hour. So I think more than 6 hour, it's awesome. Okay, the Rise of Dami says, Rashi, the Ainish, a label, a Mosi Mato, a Lulu, a Kiva, the Chosle, a Mashle, a Kota, a Gole. The Amor of Gidl, Amor of Chia, Beres, Amor of Makat, Shesh, also Mala, a Fidu, a Chitik, with a nice name, Chosle, a Likadusha. Rashi, Shesh, also Mala, Mitzil, Shesh, the Isur, the Bonani, a Fidu, a Chitik, a nice name, a Hara, a Rot, Kosh, and a Boy, a Fidu, a Chosle, a Likadusha, and Boa, then, a Hagat, also Isra, and also Chomach, a Bon, the Shesh, a Mapu, a Torah, a Shari, a Shesh, a Alma, called the Kosh, a Titer, a Bon, a Mikadish. This Gemara is Mirafs and Igra on two levels. I want to just present the problems tomorrow. On level number one, the Gemara is Mirafs and Igra. The Gemara says, do the Bittul at the 6 hour. So Gemara says, it's also Darbonim. So the obvious question is, and so what? But it's also Mirafs and Igra. I understand something. Something which is also about another Darbonim is in your rituals and not in your rituals. I want to know, like, Abi Chayesh Mishmat. What does the Rambam say? Something which is also Darbonon is in your rishos or not in your rishos? So, you can, something which is also Bahanah with Darbonon, I can go be Magdishit? Yes or no? What does it do with Darbonon? What's the lesson of Kedir Aizadami? Kasha number one. I'm just telling you, what's going on over here? What's the discussion of the Sugya? That's also with Darbonon. So, what's the difference who made it also? But the thing's out of reach now. Makes the difference who made it out of reach? I don't think, practically speaking, you're allowed to use this. Like, which include in Issa Darbonon's are mafkia bailus, basically alumna shakasha. The fact that practically I can't use it, right? It makes a difference who asked it. Kasha number one. Kasha number two is the Rashi. Rashi says you mekadosh a lady at the 6th hour, which is the chomis is also midarbana. The lady's not mekudesh, respect Rashi akasha. What do you mean? That's midarbana. What about the raisa? Called the mekadosh, I understand you. What do you mean the rabbana, the raisa? The guy was mekadosh a lady with something which is also bana. What the rabbana, what the raisa? What's he talking about? It's a carbon copy of this kudash. These two kashas are the same kashas. Rashi, the kasha I have on Rashi is a carbon copy of the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Rabbana is Kedaraisa. I don't understand. What do you mean the Rabbana is like the Kedaraisa? If somebody's also Bahano, you don't have Bible on it anymore. Who cares who asked it? That's number one. Number two is I see they have the same kasha in Rashi. Rashi is Yimakadosh a lady at the 6th hour, which is the Rabbana. So Rashi has a kasha. It says, Midaraisa is Midaraisa. I'm just kasha point blank. What do you mean Midaraisa is Midaraisa? Rashi is Midaraisa. It's something which is also Bahano. It's out of my rishos. How can I give it to the lady? But I keep it to the Darbonah. What's going on over here? And on both these kashas, Rav Shimon dedicated a whole parak in Shari Yisra, which we're going to handle tomorrow about Chok HaGedolah, the Shotei, and the Tzachas.